इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हैव यू बीन ऑन अ डेट? और इफ यू आर इंडियन एंड हैड टू गो थ्रू द होल अरेंज मैरिज वे, यू मस्ट हैव मेट अ लॉट ऑफ प्रोस्पेक्टिव ब्राइड्स एंड ग्रूम्स। वेयर डिड यू मीट देम? वेल, इफ यू स्टे इन अर्बन और इवन सबर्बन इंडिया, चांसेस आर हाई दैट इट वॉज अ कॉफी शॉप। In some cases, nothing happened. You just did not click with the guy or with the girl. But in some cases, something did happen. It blossomed into a relationship and later maybe marriage. And to sort of set the tone to this whole thing, a lot can happen over a cup of coffee, said your coffee shop. We all are familiar with this tagline. To add a bit to it, a lot can happen if you dream big, stay persistent and refuse to give up. This is exactly what V.G. Siddhartha would say. And who is that? For those who do not know who this gentleman is, Siddhartha is the founder of one of the most successful coffee house chains, Cafe Coffee Day. What started as a retail restaurant arm of CGL in 1996 is now considered as the pioneer of coffee world and coffee chains in India. Cafe Coffee Day, popularly known as CCD, has more than 1500 outlets in 135 cities across 28 states in India, only in 2 decades of its operation. That way, Siddhartha was not new to coffee. His family has been in the business of coffee plantation for more than 100 years. But he wanted something different. Inheriting coffee plantations is cool and classy and all that, but where is the fun? Where is the challenge in this? He must have thought. He realized that across the world, coffee is a great retail business. So he wanted to enter the industry, wanted to become a pioneer in the Indian coffee business. The journey of this dream began in 1996 at Bengaluru, where the seeds of the largest chain of coffee shops in India were first sown. Siddhartha started out with 1 outlet that retailed coffee. Now we are talking about the time 20 years ago. Internet was also a new phenomenon in India back then. People would often enter this coffee outlet just to surf internet and also to chat and hang out with their friends. Siddhartha realized one very important thing. He realized that if coffee was going to become common and popular in India, it would have to be and feel young. And hence, CCD always focused on the youth. They have always advertised themselves as a place to talk and hang out with friends. Aao, baitho, just chill with your pals is the feel that CCD decidedly gives out. And well, to go back to the original question of date and marriage meetings, well, I spoke to about 50 people and 42 out of them did actually meet the date or the marriage proposal in one of the CCD outlets. CCD also takes credit for one more thing, that is to introduce the common Indian to coffee. India was and largely still is a nation of tea drinkers. A garam chai ki pyali ho is probably an ultimate notion of comfort for many. So the love for coffee had to be cultivated. And as it has turned out, CCD was super successful in doing that. They were the first to introduce Indians to cappuccino, latte and mocha on such a wide scale. I mean, come on, for years together, even if you did drink coffee, it would be either your homemade boiled coffee. And if you had it outside, it was either instant coffee, which real coffee fans severely dislike, or then it was the South Indian, Madrasi to be specific, filter kapi. And now, 20 years later, cappuccino and mocha and latte have become routine words for us. With the right targeting of the audience, the right advertising and the right menu, the seeds soon transformed into CCD outlets. Not only in India, but also in Malaysia and in Europe. Funnily, it is still considered as a foreign outlet by many, and very few know about its Indian origin. Creating such a landmark business entity that almost everybody imagines you to be some multinational is a good thing or a bad thing? Well, that is up to you to decide. But the point remains that the pleasant ambience, courteous service, and the tasty beverages resonate well with our psyche. We Indians have always been good at hospitality, haven't we?